In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Next Sunday, the sun will arise due east. True east. Because next Sunday is the first day of spring. The spring equinox. And the earth will begin to awaken. New life will come forth, as it has from the beginning. And because of the coming of Christ, we are able to participate in that springing forth of new life, specifically as human beings, not just as part of God's non-human creation. The feeling that we get in the spring, where we would like to begin again, we are enabled to do specifically and particularly as human beings, because we have been given the fulfillment of our human life as something that is within reach. All we need to do is to begin this new life, to begin to prepare. The first thing that we do is ask forgiveness. Forgiveness for not having lived the life that we have been given to live, but instead being weighed down by the cares of the world. We are each given an opportunity during the course of our lives to ascend to the heights of what it means to be a human being in a way that is unique to ourselves. But when we look back over the past year since the last Pascha, we can see that in so many ways we have fallen prey to the world, fallen back into living from the earth, feeding ourselves, not the divine food that makes us fully human, able to find joy in our fulfilled humanity, in the tastes of heaven that we have when our deeply human desires and needs are fulfilled, when we gain a vision, briefly, of the presence of the kingdom of God and our participation in it during the course of our lives, during the course of our loving those whose lives make us able to be fully who we are. We become fully whom we are by loving others as God loves. Each spring, we return to the school of repentance from having lost the thread of that meaning in our lives. We begin by asking forgiveness. We hear the other person in the rite of forgiveness just before the beginning of the Lenten spiritual season. We hear the other person ask for forgiveness. Forgive me. And we respond, not by saying, I forgive you. The proper response to the request for forgiveness is, forgive me. God forgives. We ask forgiveness and God forgives. God forgives us for not having lived the lives that He has given us to live as real and true human beings, not like animals who feed just from the bread and the food of the world, not animals who feed our desires and passions, so much like the instincts of the non-human beings of the world. He forgives us because it's only by forgiveness that we can begin again, that we can begin to renew ourselves, that we can remember what it is to love as God loves, instead of loving ourselves, instead of loving the things of the world, dead things that cannot return our love, dead things that cannot give us life. Only the love of others can give us life. God forgives us and gives us life through those that we love, and He calls us to love all of our brothers and our sisters. What is the meaning of this word, love? Love is not an outpouring of our emotion and feeling. That is not love. Love, true and divine love, is threefold, like God Himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Love is threefold: agape, eros, and philia. Agape, Father Thomas Hopko has explained to us, is the act of pure goodness for the sake of another. The act of pure goodness for the sake of another. Love is an action, not a feeling, not my passion, my feeling, my desire poured out on you, but my action of goodness for your sake. Act for the goodness and the welfare of others. This is what God does for us. He forgives us and gives us this act of agape, of love that is pure goodness for our welfare. And this is how we are expected to act toward other human beings, and we don't. And so we ask one another for forgiveness for not having acted in that way. Sometimes it's easier to ask forgiveness when there has been some trespass against us. If there really is anger or even hatred, it makes it easier to ask for forgiveness because it's a much more worldly level. We can start out at the worldly level, ask for forgiveness and turn our backs upon and repent of that anger or hatred. Turn our backs on making ourselves the center and judging others. Repentance from anger, then asking for forgiveness of the one we felt we had something against. Something was owed to us on the account book. Pay me. Pay me this debt, this trespass against me. We wipe that out by asking for forgiveness. And God forgives. If we keep that anger and hatred, we are harboring something in ourselves that is the opposite of God. It is the opposite of our humanity. When God forgave us and came into the world, He came into the world so that we could share in His humanity. And we are called upon to share our humanity with others. That's what life is. To share the humanity of God incarnate with one another by love. And first of all, by this agape love. Acts of goodness for the welfare of others. And also there is eros. Eros is the desire for union, a desire for oneness. A desire for oneness with the other that unites us in a love without anything of evil, without anything of selfishness. Simply the pure desire to be one with the other person, and ultimately to be one with God. If our desire is for oneness with God and oneness with others, then the love that we give to them by desiring that oneness is returned to us. Because it is God who gives the forgiveness. And when we ask for forgiveness and the other person responds, "Forgive me," it is God who gives forgiveness to both of us. The grace of God, the divine energies of God are called down upon us by this mutual asking for forgiveness. And finally, there is friendship, philia. We are meant to have God as our friend, not to be an enemy to him, not to do things that drive him away from us, not to do things that choose the world or something other than God, something contrary to God, and lose his friendship. We repent, we return, ask forgiveness. And specifically, the sacrament of asking forgiveness that initiates our spiritual renewal in the spring is asking for the forgiveness of others that we have not been friend to them. We have not thought of their welfare. We have thought of our own welfare. When we have spoken to them, we have spoken to them without thought for their welfare, their best interest. But instead, we have treated others as though they were means to a selfish end. We have not been friend to them. God never treats us like that. Always he is friend to us. Always he acts on behalf of our best welfare. Even if there is no specific and particular offense between us and others at a worldly level, that's how we generally understand the need to ask for forgiveness. If we have broken some kind of worldly rule on the basis of, well, here am I am surrounded by the walls of my rule as myself, and you are in your place, and you are surrounded by the wall of your own efforts to build up your own life, God comes into the world, he breaks down those walls between us. He comes especially and particularly to break down the wall of enmity between himself and all mankind, and to break down the walls of enmity and fear between human beings. That's why we ask for forgiveness, because we have tried to live separately from others and treated others as though they were distant, not desired a oneness with them, not desired their best interest first of all, not loved them. So finally, we ask forgiveness for not having been friend to the other person. That is how we initiate, how we begin our spiritual renewal. The sun begins to arise in true east. The light of the morning star that is Christ himself begins to arise in the true east in our hearts when we ask forgiveness of others and God forgives. Not in the sense of another person asks me for forgiveness and I say, I forgive you. The walls are back up. I forgive you. I here on my side of the wall forgive you there on your side of the wall. The whole object of our spiritual life is to move toward the kingdom of God. And all of the things that happen during the course of our lives, each day, every year of our lives, is a choice between moving toward the oneness that God has offered to us, a oneness with himself and others, or turning our backs on that oneness and withdrawing. This time I will live on my own, separate from others. I don't need God. I don't need others. And our humanity evaporates. Our humanity can only shine brightly if it is shared. Shared with God through Christ, who has come to reveal our humanity to us, and shared with others. And when we don't share and spread our humanity, the humanity of Christ, amongst all of us, but instead do the opposite, then we shrink our lives into something that is far less than the humanity that God has come into the world to restore for us. So we awaken, as St. Paul says, sleepers awake, begin to act as human beings who have been restored in Christ, forgive others, that God may forgive you both, and all may be one in the divine humanity that we share with Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.